spelled it wrong.
I knew that right away.
Oh, no.
You spelled his name wrong.
Hey, guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in the Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in the Cell Radio.
He renamed you.
Oh, jeez, we got bodies everywhere, baby.
This Saturday, May 18th, come out to the Proving Grounds to see all the top New Moon Rising Wrestling stars, including in the main event for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, former WWE and Ring of Honor star Tank Tolan defends his title against the crowd favorite O-Dog with Sienna Duvall. In a no-disqualification Falls Count Anywhere match, the Bulldozer Matt Tremont and Crazy Ivan try to settle the score in their third meeting. And just announced, the Handicap Heroes, former WWE stars Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron will take on Drew Blood and Xavier Cross, highly entertaining wrestlers, with their manager Loudy. Tickets are just $10. The Proving Grounds are located at 1030 Delcy Drive, Deptford Township, New Jersey, 08008. Doors open at 6. Bell time is 7. For more information, check out the website at nmrwrestling.com. We're not old, we're new.
This is the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, from New Moon Rising Wrestling. Have you ever dreamed of having your birthday party inside a professional wrestling ring? Well, now is your opportunity. You've seen the rest. Now it's time to experience the best. At New Moon Rising Wrestling's birthday bash birthday parties, we don't just offer unique and affordable party options. We create memories that will last a lifetime. We offer free outstanding party packages. All packages include great photo opportunities with the wrestlers and real championship belts, along with fun in a professional wrestling ring. For more information, go to nmrwrestling.com or call 609-820-2793 for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Birthday Bash.
All right, and welcome to a very special edition of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I am, of course, the host, Dean of Credibility.
I'm here, everyone.
Double D. And you can catch me at Folsom County. Also, follow the Twitter at HIAC Talk Radio.
I'm here, Daddy.
Calm down. With me, as always, and I had to play a few commercials just for you to get here.
Thank you.
It's, of course.
It's hard labor.
It's, of course, Dan the Man. The above-average comedian, Dan the Man, Calachico.
Hello, everybody. Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83.
All right, Dan. Tonight is the night.
Why is it so dark in here?
I'm not sure. But tonight is the night, Dan.
Tonight is the night.
It is.
Big, big night.
Time for Reign of Fire. Reign of Fire, of course, things will start, things will end. Hopefully,
and some other things will start.
Hopefully that Mike Madoff, Steve Sanceri ends.
What? That's not nice. I mean, hopefully he teaches Steve a thing or two, but I think Mike's being a little hard on him, really.
Well, regardless,
that's my opinion.
Let's talk about this.
That's why you hired me, I think.
And you will get paid one day. Now,
yeah, in 40 years.
Now let's talk about this card. It's an amazing card that has been put together. I'll tell you what.
Look at all these matches.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. We got starting things off tonight. We are going to have a very special edition, a pre-show edition, if you will, of Nap Time with the Roughneck.
Ringside with Roughneck?
Nap Time
ringside
with the Fat
with
Neck.
The
it's going to be here tonight, and it is going to be it's going
to
be stellar, Dan. It's
going to
be stellar, Dan.
I really don't.
He is going to have Mike Madoff as his special guest.
Oh, that'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what hearing what he has to say, especially about this young, brash, Steve Zaft, tire-pushing guy. Doesn't really listen. I think Mike's trying to teach him the hard way. And I really don't think that Steve is getting it.
Could be true. I'm not sure. We're going to find out something here tonight about that. Now, we are going to have, Dan, this is the first time we're announcing
it. What am I doing?
The first time we're announcing it, Dan. A live scoop slam to kick off the show.
All right. Yes.
That's right. Brady Hicks and I will be in the ring.
So is that before or after ringside?
That's after.
Because that's pre-show. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because
Nap Time with the Roughneck has been pushed back, unfortunately. That's part of the pre-show. Kicking off the show will be a live scoop slam. And our guest may just energize this crowd. I'm not saying who the guest is. You're going to have to show up at the Proving Grounds, 1030 Delcy Drive, Dan. Exit 25A.
I forgot. So I don't know either, fan.
Building 4W, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that might start fire some people up.
Yes.
He's
now,
not as crazy as others.
Now, we're going to kick things off here tonight. It's going to be the Flows. That's Frankie and Junior.
By the way.
Frankie and Junior. They're going to be taking on Damian Adams and a mystery opponent, of course, with yours truly, Larry Lawson. With yours
gotcha,
truly.
Larry Lawson.
Lawson.
Does he learn any new jokes from last time?
Probably not, Dan. But what do you think about that match? Who are you picking? Now, I got to say that these guys, Adams and Lawson, as I said on Wednesday, I think everything's in their corner.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you. I think...
How can you possibly prepare for the unknown?
I'm going to give you... Well, that's a very good point. But I'm going to give the advantage to a veteran like Damian Adams. A veteran like Damian Adams.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely do agree. He knows a lot of people. God knows who he's going to bring in.
The man is, well, not even him. I'm talking about his manager, Larry Lawson, and all the people he knows. God only knows who he's bringing in.
God only knows. Now.
Hey, producer,
we
can
have
you
another,
whip that to me again?
We have another match.
Oh, yeah.
We have another match, Dan.
We have a couple
it's
matches.
Going to be the Standard of Excellence, Nathan Avery, with the Standards of Fat.
The Rotund Brigade.
Slim Burgundy taking on his own for the very first time in almost 2.5 years, Matt Saigon.
I'm very interested to see, can Matt learn from his teacher, Damian Dragon, and not fall prey to all the tricks, quite frankly, that the Burgundy Rotund Fat Brigade are going to try.
That's right. One thing you can say about Damian
and his friends.
One thing you can say about Damian Dragon is he certainly was a veteran. He knew this inside and out. But now, Matt Saigon, he has to grab the grasshopper on his own.
Yeah, I think Matt's going to be okay. There's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. Well, but that was our adoring fan, Roughneck.
Fatneck.
Roughneck.
Now, Dan, for the Tag Team Championship, the Legion of Anarchy, undefeated in tag team action here at New Moon Rising Wrestling. They're taking on the former champions, the longest reigning title holders in the history of this prestigious title, the Untouchables. Now, you go through the tag teams that have been here at New Moon Rising Wrestling. Of course, the inaugural champions, the Nigerian Nightmares. Then you have the Untouchables, Fusion DS, and now Legion of Anarchy.
I don't think the Untouchables have what it takes.
They
I mean,
defeated
I know they're veterans.
848
Listen,
pounds of the Nigerian
well,
Nightmares
slower.
To win the title.
They're just kind of slower. Not to be no disrespect to the Nigerian Nightmares. I mean,
you know, I never thought
of
that.
As big as the Punisher is,
he is
moves.
Very agile. Very
and
agile.
As big as Brawley is, he moves.
He does move.
So I'm saying, I think this is going to be one of their tougher challenges to overcome. And I'm going with Legion of Anarchy. That's all. I got nothing else.
Former Me Society, they have something to prove. We're going to find out tonight if they have what it takes to get past the locomotive known as Legion of Anarchy. Then we're going to have a very special...
They're undefeated, aren't they?
Undefeated as
yeah,
a tag team.
No,
I did say that when I started this whole thing up.
Yeah.
They are undefeated
they
as a tag team.
They're not losing.
And you know what? Here's another piece of trivia for you, Dan. While you're down there, you can... No, but...
Polisher? No. That's okay. I'm good.
What the hell are you doing, Dan?
I'm trying to plug stuff in. That's all I want to do.
I've noticed. You're a little distracted.
I feel better now.
That's great.
That's great. Nobody would have done anything to shut up.
Professionalism sometimes.
Well, why did you say anything? Nobody knew. Go, continue.
No, they could tell because you're there acting like a, you know.
The mic's up
this.
Here. The thing's down there. Nobody can see what I'm doing.
Anyway.
You see what I'm doing?
A very special edition of the Spotlight. Probably the most energizing segment on this entire card. It's going to be the Spotlight with Cliff Light and his special guest, the Handicapped Heroes, Zach Gowen and Greg Iron.
I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Certainly. Then finally, we're going to have, perhaps this is going to be the final battle in a titanic struggle. Justin America.
Pun intended.
Justin America taking on LJ Cruz.
Well, Schmuck in America, I think, is going to have a rough time against LJ Cruz. I think LJ Cruz has got his number. I don't think there's really any competition. The skill that LJ has over top of Justin America, I think, is staggering.
That could be very true. Now there
I'm
has
taking
been
a... Schmuck, and I'm going to trademark that, because apparently it takes a lot of people off that word.
There has been a change on the card. It was originally announced as a triple threat. It's going to be for the United States title.
Oh, really?
Kei Koa, the Flying Hawaiian, taking on Mike Reed again with the Rotunda Brigade.
I'm going with Kei Koa then. Well, I'm fired.
So you're saying there will be a new United States champion here tonight?
I'm sticking with my prediction from Wednesday. I still think there's going to be a
new United States
champion.
Now, a match I'm looking forward to is highly entertaining wrestlers.
Oh, who isn't looking forward to this?
With their manager, Lowdy, taking on... The Handicapped Heroes.
The Handicapped Heroes.
That's
I'm
right.
not laughing at that. I'm sorry. That was ill-timed.
Zach Allen and...
Greg Ryan.
That's right. The Handicapped Heroes.
It's going to be an amazing match.
It certainly will. Now, do you think they have what it takes, the Handicapped Heroes, to get past that very formidable tag team? I mean, you're talking Drew Blood. He's been independent superstar all over.
You know what? I was originally going with the Handicapped Heroes. I don't know. I mean... Lowdy as a wrestling personality is a genius.
You can say that.
And I think he's got more than 8 tricks up his sleeve. That's going to be rough.
I don't think
it matters what the disadvantages or advantages of the other team, he's going to use that. Period.
That's true.
That's
anything to win, Dan. That's
really
the name of the game.
I believe that. You believe that, certainly.
Now, for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, we're going to have O-Dog the Challenger taking on the champion, Tank, the biggest star on the show, but the biggest dummy, Toland.
You know,
I think the man should apologize to me, quite frankly.
I really think that last month,
it felt like a week
again,
ago.
Wrong place, wrong time for you.
But
I also don't think you should be sticking your nose where it doesn't belong.
I was trying to bury the hatchet. How is
why
that sticking
you
my
till
nose?
Why after the show? Why do you have
where
to put
it, belongs.
It? Why do you have to put it out there for everybody to see?
Why not?
Nobody cares, Dean.
Everybody cares. You heard these people. chanting my name.
I heard them get louder. I heard them get louder when he almost killed you.
Chanting my name.
Got real loud when he put his hands
on it. Actually,
it
didn't. If you listen back, it got very silent.
Listen, shut up. Okay,
I'm
trying to tell a story.
Just saying.
I'm trying to Tony Schiavone.
I am the goddamn dean of credibility.
And I'm
going to
tell integrity.
Oh, yeah, you're a man of integrity. You don't even know. I'm buying you Webster's Dictionary.
I don't even know how to spell that word.
Now, I'm just making a very bold prediction that Tank Tolan will not be leaving.
Hold on.
The Proving Grounds.
Alive?
Tonight with that title.
Again, back to my original thing. I think you were wrong place, wrong time. Yes. Do I think he should put the hands on you? No. But should you have been in the ring during the show?
I was trying to bury the hatchet.
These
people have seen the whole story unfold.
Why don't you wait backstage and say, I'm sorry, dude.
These people have seen this whole thing just explode in front of them.
Why did you wait backstage and go, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to embarrass you in front of everybody.
Oh, I embarrassed him.
Steal the toys in December.
I embarrassed him. That's what you're
saying. Handcuff his wrist to the ring. No, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure what you're talking about there. I was simply trying to help out my friend.
You talk about that crowd that didn't make any noise? It's on DVD. Everybody saw it.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I was there. It was right in there.
I was trying
filming
to
assist
him.
Filming your dirty, grubby little hand.
It was obviously Jake Bishop handcuffed him in the corner, and I was trying
I
to help him
this,
out of
but
that.
Jake is black, and you are not. There's a difference between
now
the
Now in the main event, Dan, we are going to have part three of the trilogy. It is
God.
Crazy Ivan taking on the Bulldozer Matt Tremont, part three. Of this, and
like I said, I think
false. No disqualification.
I think
false count anywhere.
To steal a line from his name's going to escape me now. Legion of Doom manager,
Paul Ellering.
Paul Ellering. People are going to die tonight, and I think I'm going to be the one that kills them. That I know it's an incorrect. He says it wrong. It's on the.
Anyway,
DVD,
so this match, of course, it is. It is perhaps the final match that we'll see of these two.
I think, these two don't care about, I'm sorry, can I say that word?
Yeah, you can say it.
Crazy, Harry gets all his, English panties in a bud every time.
Say it, just go.
I lost, I lost my train of thought.
Apparently,
these
obvious.
People don't, neither one of these people care about the well-being beings of others. And just if you're coming out tonight, be careful.
Now, where are we, Dan? We're at 1030 Delcy Drive.
Building 4W.
In
Deptford
Township, New Jersey.
Which is in Westville. Exit 25A.
08008 is the zip code. Put that into your GPS.
Or just go to exit 25 and drive about 5 feet.
I've told people that. Take the Delaware Memorial. If you're coming from Delaware, take the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Get on 295. Take it up to exit 25A.
You're there.
You're
don't
home.
Stop in Paulsboro. There's nothing going on there.
Well, there isn't.
No, there isn't. Come on right here. If you're Mike Reed, you take a plane, you get onto the tarmac in Philadelphia International and drive over 76, right to 295, exit 25A. You're all going to the same spot.
He was actually in Orlando.
He
checked into Orlando Airport.
There's no other way to put it. Not that we asked. Did I redeem myself with that one?
A little bit.
Okay.
Now,
I have to work.
Dan, I just have to say, blood will flow tonight.
Blood will flow.
Here at Reign of Fire.
People's lives are in danger. I mean, especially Mark Angel. I mean,
but
a little
speaking,
guy.
Speaking of blood flowing, we have Blood Will Flow by the Mystery Men, and we'll be right back.
Turn on your elbow. Knock your head off this down.
Here we go.
So we make some music in the world will flow. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Might even turn on your elbow. Knock your head up and down. Here we go. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Might even turn on your elbows. Nod your head up and down. Here we go. Germs, we are the mystery men. We'll be right back.
The Mystery Men with Keep My Heat On, and now my guest, someone
our,
I believe.
Our kind of extinguished guest, because we kind of see eye to eye with this person.
You forget I am the voice of the board.
You are the voice of the board, and it's a very weak voice.
I'll tell you what.
The unifying force, I said this on Wednesday, and I'm not sure if you heard this, but the unifying force here at New Moon Rising Wrestling is the fact we believe the boys in the back, we believe that you should be fired from this job. Your incompetence, sir, speaks for itself.
Well, I think, you know, the only reason you want me fired is because I slammed your head into the canvas a couple months back. On behalf of the boys in the back and, you know, all the other people, it doesn't really matter. The fans show up every month. We have amazing shows, and that's all since I've been here. We've had previous commissioners that haven't done anything like I've done.
Well, he was an idiot.
Well, previous commissioners,
yes.
You know what?
Notwithstanding, I mean, he's an idiot.
He is an idiot.
Yeah, he was an idiot, and, you know...
Idiot for fame.
I'm not going to fault him for that. He was born that way. You know, there's nothing, he was born that way. There's nothing you can do about
it.
He's a comedian.
So tell me, if you were to give yourself a self-appraisal on the job...
Well, obviously,
how would
he doesn't
you,
play the power bill.
How would you grade yourself? Because I would have to give incompetent, a vote of non-confidence.
See, this is coming from a non-biased opinion. His is coming from an opinion where he keeps sticking his nose where it doesn't belong in the ring.
Yeah.
You're behind the table, not in the ring, if you pay attention. Stop playing with that beautiful woman over there.
You know, it's funny. My job is to be commissioner. His job is to be commentator. But somehow he keeps forcing himself into the action month after month.
See, that I don't agree with.
No, I don't agree with it at all. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have gotten involved with half the action we did.
That's right. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have had to put... your hands on it.
You know, people have knocked me for getting involved with that, you know, that eight-man match a couple months ago. You know, as far as it goes, I didn't get involved to help Tank win. I got involved to even the playing field.
You know what? You've sold me. You suck me.
You sold? What are you talking about? This guy.
The only reason why he put his hands on you is because you were sticking your big nose where it didn't belong.
So did he. Did you see him?
He came
in
the
He got in the ring with a steel chair. Hit
the
man.
It was the greatest chair shot I've ever seen.
Hit Jake Bishop.
The only one who swings a chair better is Harold Boyer.
And the thing I'm wondering is, you know, you brought handcuffs to the ring. Do you carry handcuffs with you all the time? Is this a normal thing, or is this just something you started that day?
I saw it on QVC. It was a special.
Okay, fair enough. But like I said, you know, since I've been here, you know, our crowds, you know, have gotten bigger and bigger. Our shows have gotten better and better. We now have DVDs. We do, you know, weekly talk shows. So I'd give myself a modest A+.
I'm not saying the company as a whole. As a whole, I would give ourselves an A+ as well. However, I'm saying your personal job performance.
I think I've done very well. I think, you know, we have a fighting champion now. And I'm sure you're a big fan of him, you know, Tank Tolan.
Tank Tolan is a man.
Tank Tolan is, you know, and he's a good guy, you know, and
he is a good guy.
I'm surprised.
He's honest.
I'm surprised we can fit 200 people in here, because as soon as he walks in, his ego just inflates the place.
What are you talking about? He doesn't say a word to anybody. He doesn't bother anybody unless he's
spoken. Doesn't bother anybody. Did you see what the man did to me last month?
Yeah, it was lovely.
You know what? And hey, for you knocking me, who was one of the guys that helped save you last month?
It was Master Official Gigante. He was not here, might add.
Yeah, he's not. He's not going to be here tonight.
It's Vader time.
What time is it?
Vader time.
Okay. But like I said, who was the other guy that helped save you?
I can't recall right now.
I can't.
His name is Don Moore.
It was me.
Notice he jumped in the ring before I did.
I jumped in the ring. Because that's my job.
You know who
to protect
you. You know who didn't jump in the ring? I'll concede that point, Mr. Warren. However, one person who did not jump into the ring to save me, perhaps people should be looking a little closer, is none other than Cliff Light. Who delivered the package?
This is the difference. Cliff Light knows what his job is. He knows he's not supposed to be involved in the action, unlike you, which you've got involved several times.
Who delivered the package number one? Who was in the ring when the video first played? This ominous video.
We have vetted Cliff Light left and right, okay? He has nothing to do with this. We're not sure who. We're close to getting the bottom of this.
You know the old joke about those who deny?
They supply?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. We have went through just about everybody in the locker room. There's a few people left to go through.
I had a phone call an hour with the board asking me questions.
Yes.
I haven't received a phone call yet.
We sat down. We actually brought in the American Roughneck for one of the most incoherent interrogations I've ever had.
Now, what did you learn after that?
That Elmer Fudd is a mad man.
That
I didn't have anything to do with it.
I didn't do anything of you talking about.
I learned that America should put a bigger emphasis on education than we have. That's what I've learned.
That's absolutely crazy.
So anyway, Mr. Warren, I do have to say, tonight, if you look at this card tonight... If you look at this card tonight, I have to say, I mean, what do you have to say about this card?
I mean, you know, first of all, we have quite a few amazing matches. I mean, we got, you know, leading the card, the top of the card, we got the Matt Tremont Bulldozer versus Crazy Ivan, which, you know, the last couple times he's been in the ring have completely tore the house down, which, you know, I'm really looking forward to tonight. We have, you know,
please
Tank.
Don't tear the down because we have nowhere to go.
I know. That's what, you know, I'm worried about. We also have Tank Tolan, your buddy, going against O-Dog.
Good friend, right, Dean?
O-Dog has worked his way up the last couple of months, and I'll tell you what, he deserves it.
Now,
he deserves
it. Again, I'm just going to say that that I don't think that Tank Tolan will leave the building with the title tonight.
You know, I'm not so sure about that. You know, Tank has fought off all comers, you know, since being the champion. I mean, former WWF superstar, he knows what he's doing in the ring. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, holding on to that title, you know, he's not going to be a pushover.
Be that as it may, we do have a magnificent card. Now, of course, I'm not sure if you
literally
brought it up. I'm not sure if you brought it up, but of course, the Handicap Heroes are here taking on highly entertaining wrestlers.
Yes, without a doubt. We're very excited to have the Handicap Heroes. I mean, you know, not only, you know, are they, you know, amazing athletes, I mean, you know, things they've been able to overcome, you know, it's a great inspiration for our young fans. And tonight they're taking on Loudy's team of highly entertaining wrestlers. And, you know, if anybody's going to show highly entertaining wrestlers what wrestling's all about, I believe it's these two guys.
Former WWE superstar Zach Allen, been in the ring with people like Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper.
Yeah, doesn't get much better than that.
Vince McMahon.
Excited for this Brock Lesnar.
How many of us have wanted to punch Vince McMahon once in a blue moon?
I've wanted to be in the ring with Stephanie.
I bet you have.
I have no interest in punching Vince. I have no interest in punching Stephanie.
That was going to be my next question. You don't want to punch. You want to punch the girl, but you don't want to punch.
I don't
want to
punch the girl.
But
I get her in submission hold or.
Don, I do have to say it has been a pleasure to have you here.
Really? See, that's a step in the right direction.
It is. People, you're progressing, Dean. Your therapy's working.
You're as progressive as Rush.
But it has been a pleasure. I do want to say, I do think that the card that was put together by the board and yourself is really second to none.
It is. It is. And I'm looking forward to the action. And just so you know, tonight we're expecting the biggest crowd we've had at the Proving Ground since we've been here.
I honestly do believe that. I honestly do believe that. I think tonight.
Oh, it's hashtag shoot on that one. I mean, this.
It's going
to
be something.
It feels like that we've worked up to this, actually.
Step. One thing I will say, as far as your job performance, but one thing I will say is, as Dan was saying, is it has been. Each show has gotten better and better and better. Working on what we have done in the past to make the present even more successful for the future.
Yeah, bringing in the talent we have, I mean, you know, the crowds have gotten bigger, the following's gotten bigger, more people are paying attention, people are talking about us, and, we're on the rise. You know, we're not huge yet, but we're going to be. Every month we keep getting bigger. You know, check us out another year, 2 years, see where we're at.
That's right. So, Don?
Yes, 3 months.
Good luck on tonight's show.
Thank you.
I hope we don't cross paths because you never know what might happen.
Was he going to slam your head into the ring again?
I might have to.
All right.
Who, you and what arm?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
This Saturday, May 18th, come out to the Proving Ground to see all the top New Moon Rising Wrestling stars, including in the main event for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, former WWE and Ring of Honor star Tank Tolan defends his title against the crowd favorite O-Dog with Sienna Duvall. In a no-disqualification Falls Count Anywhere match, the Bulldozer Matt Tremont and Crazy Ivan try to settle the score in their third meeting. And just announced, the Handicap Heroes, former WWE star Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron will take on Drew Blood and Xavier Cross, highly entertaining wrestlers, with their manager Loudy. Tickets are just $10. The Proving Grounds are located at 1030 Delsey Drive, Deptford Township, New Jersey, 08008. Doors open at 6. Bell time is 7. For more information, check out the website at nmrwrestling.com. We're not old, we're new. I am the host of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I am the Dean of Credibility, Double D. Follow me at Folsom County on Twitter. My co-host is Dan Colachico. You can follow him at DanLaw83. And our MMA wrestling analyst is Omega Squad Chris Green. Follow him on Twitter at Omega Squad. We are live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Hell in a Cell and also on thebradyhicks.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at HIAC Talk Radio. Read the blog at HIACTalkRadio.com. And we are also available on Stitcher Radio and iTunes.
Hello, guys. My name is Akira Tozawa. I'm a Mystery Men bass player. I'm going to talk to you about the music. Bye.
We are back, and you know, it's been kind of crazy here today. We got a lot going on. We have Sienna Ball saying
yo,
stop
yo,
by
yo.
To say hi. How are
that's
you?
That's my blanket gas night.
There you go. There you
go.
Who's the endorsement champ, Odom?
All right, so we are here with Matt Tremont, the Bulldozer. Now, tonight, it's the culmination. It's the battle, perhaps, of you and Crazy Ivan. How do you feel going into this here tonight?
This feels like deja vu. We did this last month, and now we're here again for a third time, me and him.
Well, you said last month, under that wolf cock, you're going to get to the bottom of this. You're going to end it.
Mother effer. Well, wolf cock watches all over us all here at the Proving Ground. But yes, we are here. It is May. I never say New Moon dates right. 18th. May 18th. It is Rain of Fire. I don't plan on burning the building down, but hopefully it gets hot enough in here that we set the crowd ablaze and they enjoy what me and Ivor are going to do tonight, hopefully for the third and final time.
Now, as you said, this is the third time. The first two, not a clear winner. Last month was a time limit draw. Mm-hmm. The month before that, you both justly, I think, clobbered the official who kept on sticking his nose into your guys' business. You guys just want to end this.
He was not a master official that night. I'm a big fan of him, but he got in the way. He got in the way.
Not that night, but now you have balls count anywhere. No disqualification. Wow. You got your wish.
And who the heck is making these time limit draws anyway? Was it Turner never told me?
Took me off guard. And, I had Ivan right where I wanted him last month. Bell rang, which proceeds us to here tonight. Balls count anywhere. The building will not be able to keep us from going outside.
You might wind up on Delphi Drive. You might wind up over in a field.
I believe so. When it was over last month, I said I would, so I will try to keep on my promise. Dragging crazy Ivan's sorry carcass all the way out to Delta Drive and then bring him back in the proving grounds, back to the middle of the ring, and pin him 1-2-3.
So you want to end this in the ring. You can end it wherever you want, but you want to make a point in this thing.
Pinfalls happen in the squared circle, but I will drag him out all over Deptford, New Jersey tonight.
It reminds me the fond memory of Class 92, Cactus Jack and Sting going at it and going out anywhere falls count on the beach.
Shut up.
So tonight's the night, man. Crazy Ivan.
That'll work.
What's next on your plate here at New Moon Rising Wrestling?
Insane Vince.
I mean, what are you going to do? If
well,
you
there's
can
no beach here.
if you come Crazy Ivan, what the hell, what else are you going to do? Is it title shot time?
I've said it. Anywhere that I'm a part of, a New Moon seems to be another close home for me now, along with other promotions. That once me and Ivan are done tonight, whatever the board of directors here at New Moon have for me, I'm more than happy to oblige and continue to just entertain the fans at 100%. And I mean, you never know. There are a few singles championships here at New Moon. So, and the Tremonts never put gold around his waist so far in my young career, so it's definitely
really
something I'd have an eye out for.
Nothing. Wow. So, you threw me off with the picture. I'm sorry.
You didn't have to move.
Yeah, you threw me off with the picture.
I was going
now,
for a live shot, so just pretend it's not there.
I know.
You
I
totally
know, but you
screwed
threw
me
off. I'm sorry.
All right, Dean. You want to smile real quick?
Now, put it on Twitter.
I'm going to. I am.
Right now.
This is why they made social media.
This is exactly why they made social media.
You think he doesn't have it together? Man knows.
Now, next week, same place, same time, mm-hmm. On Point Wrestling, mm-hmm. You got Low Life Louis Ramos. He is
That's
a hardcore icon.
That guy.
Nothing else matters on May 25th. And indeed, nothing else matters. 4 months in the making since when it was Now or Never in January. We exceeded expectations, and we did what we needed to do to show the fans that we're here to stay and make an impact, and that's what we did. On May 25th, there's nine matches, and in the main event, it will be myself, Low Life Louis Ramos, a veteran of the ring, a veteran of hardcore wrestling, Jersey All-Pro Hall of Famer. There's mutual respect between the two, even though we had our little tiff back in January and we came in contact. He's a fan of me. I'm a fan of him. And on May 25th, we make the proving grounds into a House of Horrors.
Now, what does the House of Horrors entail? Or is that all under wraps?
It's,
you got to come out
to
see.
It's under wraps. The blueprint is made. It's entailed. But
I didn't bring any name card with me. Sorry.
No,
we'll come
power
to fruition on May 25th.
Sorry, are we live?
Yes.
It's Missy Sampson. Yes, we're live.
She's good. Missy's in the house.
This show loves me.
Yes,
okay,
we really
wait
do.
Because yeah, every time I'm on, like, a bigger name than any of us fucking
yep
calls in to say what's up or comes
yeah
over.
Yeah.
Ladies
Angelina
and gentlemen,
Love.
Oh, my name power for today, Matt Tremont, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
I feel better.
Are you okay? You had stuff. You all right?
I'm all bruised up. You can still see the bruising on my eye.
I watched it.
Yeah, they put it up.
Holy
I don't interrupt Matt's fucking shit.
I know, but holy shit.
I'm okay.
Hey, language, damn it.
We got mad on you. Fuck.
Shit, fuck, bitch, cunt.
There you go.
Well,
he
great.
Dropped the C.
Awesome.
Yes, he dropped the C.
Wait, what, they're going to tell me I can't say what the fuck I want?
I'm not tell
Matt, you
no.
better tell them who the fuck I am.
I know who she is. Can I? I know, I already know who you are.
Can I just get this word out?
Yes.
Twat.
Get out of here, Dave.
Is that all seven?
You're out of
words?
Here.
All
right, I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
But I'll tell you what. All right, Spanky, one, two, three,
one,
in
two.
The house.
In the house. I don't think so.
Is that because the master's not in tonight?
Yeah, pretty much.
The master.
It's Vader time. Ooh.
Oh, but anyway, I'll tell you what, Matt, thank you so much for coming out here. It's always a blast.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this today.
And
I'm marking out for this.
Yeah, definitely there. And I'll be here next week for a live pre-show. On Point Wrestling, nothing else matters. Yes.
Tonight's going to be fun. Next weekend's going to be a blast. Two good weekends back-to-back of good wrestling.
I believe it. Matt, thank you once again.
Thank you.
Sorry, Missy interrupted things. Yeah. But you know
sorry
who she
for
is.
Language.
PWS, baby.
And I can't wait. Jan, we got a great card coming up tonight.
I got distractions here.
And again, it's going to be a live scoop slam to kick things off in that
That's
ring.
That's going to be nice to,
here tonight. We are going to have the Flows taking on Adams and a mystery opponent. We are going to have Nathan Avery taking on Matt Saigon. I think whoever wins that match really springboards.
I really think springboards to get a title shot.
I really think so, too. We are also going to have Legion of Anarchy taking on the Untouchables for the tag titles. We're going to have Spotlight, the most electrifying segment in the history of New Moon Rising Wrestling, taking on, and that's Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron. They will be out here on the Spotlight. Then we're going to have...
He's going to throw the hardbar questions.
Then we're going to have Justin America taking on LJ Cruz. Hopefully this grudge match ends it all. Keikoa taking on Mike Reed. That's a United States title shot. Then, of course, we have highly entertaining wrestlers. And apologies to highly entertaining wrestlers. We're running out of time. Maybe next time.
If I were you, I would hold on a second, because there's no such thing as doing a sign-off without the greatest tag team in the history that stepped into New Moon Wrestling. Right here in the Proving Grounds, you're looking at the most diabolical, the most coherent, and the most god-awful-looking fabulous tag team. And you're going to end the show without us? Come on, Dean. And I keep forgetting your buddy's name, but it doesn't matter. Listen.
It's moments like these that I blame him for all this.
The following is a highly entertaining interruption. I give to you Xavier Cross in all his beautiful wisdom. Sit back, relax, and listen to his mellow voice.
Hello, everyone.
These guys are highly entertaining. They can take the mic.
Listen, you buffoon. Do not ever tell me what to and not to grab.
Just telling him.
If I want to grab a long stick-looking thing, I will do it, and you will like it.
Where's my trading card?
Anyways, another day in the life of Xavier Cross. Today I woke up to a glorious sunlight just creeping through the window of my second-story room in my mansion. I know you guys have rainy clouds here, but where I live, it's always beautiful sunshine. Then I decided to have my maids fluff my pillows and bring me my room service. Don't you? Maybe not. You're poor. Anyways, see? Real men have fluffers.
I'm telling you, you said that. He looks like a fluffer guy.
You know what? You may be a fluffer, as good Drew has pointed out.
I think they have a new title for it.
Oh, Loudy has a word. Loudy?
Dean, ask us who we're facing tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys, who are you facing tonight?
Handicap. Zeros.
Oh, now, come on, Loudy. These guys are accomplished. These guys are accomplished.
Now, listen. For tonight's tag team match we have going on here, I've parked in handicap spaces before, and I've gotten tickets. And I've gotten tickets, and they're very, very hefty fines. I want a written consent for tonight from these two ill-willed and illegitimate handicap heroes. I don't even want to know what you call them. But I don't want to be held responsible for, somewhat not having the handicap ramp by the ring tonight. Or how are they going to get in the ring? This is not... Why do we get put in these predicaments? Why are we always the ones that got to get the shit? When it comes to time to be wrestled, we got to wrestle two guys that aren't even capable of wrestling.
I'm just talking about chess.
I did want to say that... The best parking spot tonight will be Zach Allen and Gregory Iron. They will have the best parking spot.
Drew, just to clarify, and I feel your worries, and you know what? I've gone out of my way to call all of our legal team is going to be here and present. We will not be held responsible for what happens to these two men. See, what's going to happen really is we're going to expose them for publicity stunts. You see, they can do all their bully campaigns, but my gentlemen are the two tough, bad dogs from the yard, and we're going to stuff them in lockers tonight. And when it's all said and done, I'm going to give them the chance. I'm going to personally buy both them front row seats tonight. They'll be in the front row, and we're going to give them a chance to step away, watch the show, and perhaps New Moon will give us a tag team title shot that we deserve one-on-one, mind you. Against any team, Legion of Anarchy,
could be the Untouchables,
Ballin. Drew Blood, tell these people at home that don't understand, we're not a comedic act.
Look, I'm only going to put it one sentence. Handicap Heroes, Zach Allen, and Gregory Irons. Tonight, you guys are the freshmen, and me and Xavier Cross and Loudy are the seniors. And remember what I used to do as a senior freshman, and I'll tell you one thing, I don't regret any minute of it. So tonight, you guys are going to have your hands full, or hand, or whatever it is that you are incapable of having. I don't know what it is. Did I say something wrong? I'm going to show you what it's like when you park in my goddamn spot.
Oh, yes. We look fabulous.
Style.
My goodness.
Did I say something wrong? What was wrong?
You said nothing wrong, good Drew. Everything you said was politically correct.
Stunningly stylish, awesome men from the land of fabulous. We are highly entertaining wrestlers, touching each of you individually on the smooth sounds of Hell in the Cell Radio. Have a nice day.
Well, Dan.
H-I-A-C.
I don't think that. I think we just have to go.
I think it's time to go. We'll see you next week, Wednesday, 9 o'clock, HIAC.com, 1030 Delsey Drive. Building 4W, tickets $10, New Moon Rising Wrestling, Reign of Fire, 7 p.m. bell time. You have 1 hour. You have enough time. Get here. Quickly.
I've got a feeling.
Yes, you have.
It keeps me on the toes.
On your watch.
Everybody knows. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and that's the only place to listen to wrestling. I do believe. Yeah, dig it. Yeah.